This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Earlier, we were talking about the impact of Omicron on the hospitality industry in New York, and it's a similar story in the UK. Hotels, restaurants, pubs, and bars have seen a big downturn in business, and that's partly because many customers are worried about getting COVID. The government has moved to bail out some of the ailing businesses, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, that may not be enough.
Damian Wozniak is a restaurateur. His latest pandemic woes began at the end of November when the Prime Minister announced that Omicron had arrived in the UK.
Straight after his announcement, we were bombarded with cancellations.
Within 3 weeks, he'd lost more than $80,000 worth of reservations, and any hopes for the all-important day after Christmas, Boxing Day, were dashed.
The week before the Boxing Day, we had zero bookings. Everyone cancelled.
That's been happening across the country, says Kate Nichols of UK Hospitality, a trade body representing restaurants, hotels, pubs and bars. Omicron's been a disaster.
What we've seen over the course of December is between 40 to 60% of revenues eliminated.
In an already battered sector, she says, which always depends on December to make enough money to get through January and February.
These businesses are very fragile, haven't had a chance to build up a buffer of cash reserves that would be essential in what Christmas normally delivers for the industry to get them through the quieter months.
The government answered this industry's cry for help. Finance Chief Rishi Sunak unveiled a $1.3 billion business support package, the bulk of it aimed at the hospitality trade.
These measures will help hundreds of thousands of businesses and the millions of people that they employ.
But his aid boils down to a grant of £6,000 or $8,000 per venue, just enough, says restaurateur Damian Wozniak, to pay his staff's wages for a week.
Obviously, I'm grateful. We're going to get some help. But £6,000 for the medium-sized business is not much.
He's not calling for more government cash, but many other businesses are. And Kate Nichols says if customers continue to stay away or if fresh COVID restrictions are imposed,
we are going to need additional substantive support from government in order to prevent businesses going bust and to save jobs across the economy.
But the government's under intense pressure, both to reduce its debt, which has spiralled during the pandemic, and to cut taxes to stave off a cost-of-living crisis. More help for hospitality may not be at the top of its agenda. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.